This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for this great nation and for our greatest alliance. In fact, it is the greatest and most successful alliance in the entire history of the world. Most of the time that alliances have been set up, they have been temporary, they have been shaky. NATO has been an alliance that basically ended the evil empire. It destroyed the Soviet Union, it destroyed communism, it held together, and held together with great nobility and great benefit for this United States. The Article 5 of NATO, which says that any country that is a member of NATO is obliged to come to the aid of any other NATO nation that is attacked. It's part of the great success of NATO. There's only been one time since NATO was organized in the 1940s, there has only been one time that Article 5 has been exercised, that people have come to the aid of a nation that's been attacked. You know when that was? It was in 2001. Yes, that's right. Right after September 11th, when America was attacked on September 11th, a terrorist attack that killed 3,000 of our fellow citizens. Our NATO partners, including smaller nations like Belgium and Holland. I know people who served in Afghanistan and who served in Iraq, and they served together with Dutch troops and with other troops from elsewhere in NATO. Now NATO is expanding, and it is triumphant. And despite what President Trump may say about it, it is stronger than ever before. We will get to that. There was also this morning a grim scene to show you just how extreme and diabolical and crazy the other side is. And by the other side, I don't mean Republicans or Democrats. I don't mean people here in this country who are basically loyal to the United States. I mean people who are crazy enough to sacrifice their lives for the cause of Islamic terrorism. That was the case for an active duty member of the U.S. Air Force Sunday, who went outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. while shouting Free Palestine, poured some kind of liquid over himself, then lit it on fire and burned himself to death. The airman, active duty, was identified as Aaron Bushnell, 25 years old, of San Antonio. Wearing military fatigues, he walked up to the embassy shortly before 1 p.m. in the afternoon and began live streaming on the video streaming platform Twitch. Law enforcement officials believe the man started a live stream, set his phone down, and then doused himself in accelerant and ignited the flames. In video obtained by NBC News, the airman calmly walks up to the Israeli embassy and says he's about to engage in an extreme act of personal protest against what he calls an act of genocide against the Palestinian people. The video shows him dumping liquid from a water bottle over his head and then lighting his face on fire. It's awful. He repeatedly shouts Free Palestine, burns for about a minute, and then collapses on the ground before a U.S. Secret Service officer begins to extinguish the fire. Joe Routh, a U.S. Secret Service spokesman, said officers had responded to reports of a person experiencing a possible medical or mental health emergency. He was taken to a nearby hospital with life-threatening injuries. A U.S. official confirmed Monday that the airman succumbed to his injuries and died. More information would be released 24 hours after the military finishes notifying his next of kin. I mean, this is an awful story. And meanwhile, hopes for peace and hopes for an end to this war. And yes, the war on Gaza from its beginning, it did not begin with Israeli bombing. It did not begin with anything Israeli. It began with an Israeli music festival that was attacked by some 5,000, now they estimate, trained Hamas terrorists who came in, attacked villages, homes, schools, this music festival. And Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, was on Face the Nation, and he was talking on CBS about what total victory means, saying that he believes that it is now within reach. This is clip 21.
Once we begin the Rafah operation, the intense phase of the fighting is weeks away from completion. Not months, weeks away from completion. And that is, we've already destroyed 18 out of the 24 Hamas terrorist battalions. So we have a few, and four of them are concentrated in Rafah. We can't leave the last Hamas stronghold without taking care of it. Obviously, we have to do it. But understand, too, that I've asked the army to submit to me a double plan. First, to evacuate, to enable the evacuation of the Palestinian civilians in Gaza. And obviously, second, to destroy the remaining Hamas battalions. That gets us a real, real distance towards the completion of our victory.
And victory, it's fascinating that he talks about the 24 organized Hamas battalions. The 18 of them have already been shattered, destroyed, people either killed or taken prisoner, and their equipment identified and compromised, their tunnels destroyed. There are now six more battalions, and Prime Minister Netanyahu says that it will be a matter of weeks. God willing, it should be a brief number of weeks. There are literally tens of thousands of Israelis who have been called up for this war who are literally dying to go home. Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke on CBS about what the U.S. would be doing if it were in Israel's position. This is clip 20.
You can't say, oh, you give immunity to the terrorists because they're hiding among civilians and forcing civilians not to leave. So what do? You say, okay, we'll give you immunity. Hamas survives. We'll live to fight another, to commit another massacre and another massacre. What would America do?
Yeah.
What would America do, Margaret, if you faced the equivalent of 29/11s, 50,000 Americans slaughtered in one day, 10,000 Americans, including mothers and children, held hostage? Would you not be doing what Israel is doing? You'd be doing a hell of a lot more. And all Americans that I talk to, nearly all say that. So Israel has gone to extraordinary lengths, calling up people, civilians, Palestinians in Gaza, telling them, leave your home. Sending pamphlets. We have done that effort. Hamas tries to keep them at gunpoint. We'll clear them out of harm's way. We'll complete the job and achieve total victory, which is necessary to give a secure future for Israel, a better future for Gaza, a better future for the Middle East, and a setback for the Iran terror axis. That's in all our interests. It's in America's interest, too.
And then there is more. There's also the question of the legality of any of this. There's a powerful and must-read piece posted at our website. It's a piece from the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, and a piece by the friend of this show, John Yu, professor at University of California at Berkeley. And it's a piece about the laws of war and their application in Israel's fight against Hamas. We will get to that and get to more, another brief but extremely relevant statement by Admiral Hagari, who is the official spokesman for the Israeli military. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedVed annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
We'll be right back. why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And on the Michael Medved show, CBS's Face the Nation hosted Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. And Netanyahu said that Israel's military would have to invade Rafah on Gaza's southern border with Egypt, regardless of any deal to free some of the 130 remaining surviving hostages. A number of the hostages, perhaps more than 50, have already been killed. Those 130 remaining hostages who were seized from Israel during the Hamas-led attacks on October 7th. Israel's total victory over the group was in reach, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, and once the operation there begins, the most intense phase of the war would be weeks away from completion. Israeli, American, and Qatari and Egyptian officials met in Paris on Saturday to create a new framework for a deal to release the remaining hostages or their bodies and to establish a temporary ceasefire. The negotiators agreed to an outline of a hostage deal, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told CNN. We hope that the coming days we can drive to the point where there is actually a firm and final agreement on this issue, but we will have to wait and see, Sullivan said. He added that Israel had yet to present the Biden administration with its plans for Rafah. Netanyahu said that a hostage deal was potentially in reach, but that Hamas has not yet formally responded to the new framework hammered out on Saturday. On Sunday, on CBS News Face the Nation, Netanyahu said this about the hostage release deal, clip 19.
Well, I'm not sure of the exact duration, but I can tell you that we're all working on it. We want it. I want it. Because we want to liberate the remaining hostages. We've already brought half of them back. And I appreciate the effort, the combined effort of Israel, the United States, to bring back the remaining hostages. I can't tell you if we'll have it, but if Hamas goes down from its delusional claims and goes down, can bring them down to earth, then we'll have the progress that we all want.
And he added this about the goals that the United States and Israel share on this issue. Clip 18.
Look, I think that the U.S. Agrees with us on the goal of destroying Hamas.
Yes.
And on the goal of releasing the hostages. The decisions of how to do that are left with us and with me and the elected cabinet of Israel. And we're doing that. A lot of things that that we were told by the best of friends initially turned out not to be true. They said you can't enter the ground war without having enormous complications. They said you cannot fight, you can't enter Gaza City. You can't go into the tunnels. It'll be a terrible bloodbath. All of that turned out to be not true. Our soldiers are in the tunnel network. We don't have to take apart hundreds of kilometers of tunnels. We are taking apart the missile production factories that are underground, the command and control headquarters, the computers that are there, the money that is there, the weapons that are there, and the ammo that is there. We're doing that methodically. So we're doing the war. You can't substitute for the Israeli military command, and we're doing it very responsibly.
And there's another piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal. And the piece is by Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, and he is the chief spokesman of the Israel Defense Forces. And he writes about the nature of the enemy that Israel is confronting in this war. He says, in an era when terrorists live stream their atrocities, the Hamas massacres of October 7th, is arguably the most well-documented attack in all of human history. The meticulously choreographed spectacle of savagery and sadism saw Hamas mercilessly murder, butcher, rape, and burn Israeli families alive, documenting their crimes with Go Press and cell phones. The terrorists even live-streamed their atrocities on their victims' social media accounts. That was only the first phase of Hamas's media strategy. When the fighting shifted to Gaza, Hamas went from massacring Israeli civilians to hiding behind Gazan civilians. Hamas has systematically embedded its terror infrastructure inside and under civilian areas in Gaza as part of its human shield strategy. The IDF troops discovered that most homes in Gaza have terror tunnels underneath or weapon caches inside, and the majority of schools, mosques, hospitals, and international institutions have been used by Hamas for their military operations. Hamas has forced Gazans to stay in active combat zones by blocking their attempts to move out of harm's way. When civilians manage to reach the safer areas to which we guide them, Hamas then moves to those areas, turning humanitarian zones into staging areas for further attacks. As he points out, Hamas wants the world to believe that the IDF is at war with all of Gaza. In reality, our war is against Hamas, not against the people of Gaza, which is why we take extensive measures to maintain, minimize harm to the civilians Hamas puts in the crossfire. We are fighting this war with a heavy heart, aware of the tragic loss of civilian lives on both sides. But it does appear that they are making very real progress in actually finishing the job against Hamas. And that brings up this strong piece by Professor John Yu, who will be joining us on the show at some point this week when his schedule permits. But he writes, before turning to the legal and policy issues surrounding urban combat in Gaza, we should make clear that Israel has the right to use force. While scholars and governments may argue over whether the Gaza Strip amounts to an independent territory unoccupied by Israel, and Hamas constitutes the legitimate government there, Hamas undeniably launched an attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. Hamas's systematic murder of unprotected civilians violated the core principle of the laws of war, which prohibit intentional attacks on non-combatants. Israel has the right and the legal right to act in its self-defense to stop Hamas's campaign and to prevent future assaults. So how exactly do you do that? And what really happened at CPAC? Did they make a successful choice for vice president? Will President Trump take the advice of the CPAC straw poll participants? We will talk about that and more coming up.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. On Sunday, a United States Air Force service member died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a wonderful photograph that was posted earlier today, and it's a wonderful occasion. it's good. Very encouraging news. And frankly, I didn't think it would happen this quickly, but it has. It shows the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, who has a great following on the American right. I'm not sure why, but he has been something of a black sheep, if you can use that term without raising any racial sensitivities or hackles. But yeah, that kind of sheep. In any event, Prime Minister Orban is shaking hands with the Prime Minister of Sweden, Ulf Kristofferson, then they are shaking hands after a news conference on Friday. And today, the Hungarian parliament ratified Sweden's bid to join NATO on Monday. This is a very, very important development. And actually, it's something that every person of conscience and sensitivity who's informed at all about what's going on in the world should celebrate. The Hungary's parliament overwhelmingly approved Sweden's bid to join NATO today, clearing the way for the Nordic nation's accession to the alliance after nearly 2 years of intense negotiations and dealing a grave political blow to Russian President Vladimir Putin. And Tucker Carlson, sorry to say it, but any time a blow is delivered to your buddy, Vladimir Putin, this is a good thing. Getting approval from the Hungarian parliament was the final hurdle for Stockholm joining NATO. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson visited Budapest on Friday to discuss defense and security cooperation with his Hungarian counterpart, Viktor Orban. The two sides appear to reconcile, agreeing on a deal that could see Hungary acquire four new Swedish-made Gripen fighter jets. Of the 194 members of parliament who voted, six rejected Sweden's accession. Today is a historic day, Christensen said on X shortly after the vote. Sweden stands ready to shoulder its responsibility for Euro-Atlantic security. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg of NATO confirms Sweden will become a member of the bloc now that all allies have approved its bid to join. With Sweden's accession, NATO will now count 32 countries among its members. An ironic twist given that Russia launched its war against Ukraine in part due to the alliance's growth in Eastern Europe along Russia's border. Sweden and Finland announced their intention to join the alliance in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, abandoning the decades-long policy of non-alignment that defined both states' foreign relations during the Cold War. In other words, now they're on our side. Sweden's accession to NATO comes at a crucial time in the war in Ukraine, with Russia finding renewed success on the battlefield and cracks appearing to emerge in Western support for Kyiv after 2 years of fighting. Focus has also shifted away from Europe since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel sparked the war in the Middle East. There's also another editorial in the Wall Street Journal that was written before the agreement by the Hungarian parliament to support Sweden's entry into NATO. The reason it works that way is all 31 of the other countries have to say, yes, we welcome Sweden. And the only two holdouts were Turkey, which agreed for Sweden a couple of weeks ago, and now from Hungary. And they point out in the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press reports that a leader of Hungary's ruling party suggested that a parliamentary vote in favor of Sweden's accession would come as early as today. Sweden and Finland, which entered NATO last year, announced their intention to join the alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago, and both have serious militaries and will spend more than the NATO pledge of 2% of GDP on defense this year. Hungary's Viktor Orban has been the last holdout opposing Sweden's membership, an accession process that requires a unanimous NATO vote. This development is the culmination of an intensive diplomatic effort in Europe to browbeat Budapest into endorsing Sweden's entry, a signal that leaders across Europe understand the importance of an expanded and revitalized alliance. This is all crucial, and it's very meaningful. Europeans could and should have done all of this years ago, but the point is that they're doing it now. American investment in Europe's defense was cheap at the cost, even when Europe wasn't pulling its own weight in NATO. And the benefits for the U.S. will increase as Europeans continue to come to political grips with the dangerous new world. And one of the things they talk about is one country that will hit the 2% target. The official target for NATO is that you spend at least 2% of your gross domestic product on defense. In the United States right now, we're spending not 2%, but 3.6%. There are other NATO countries that spend even more. One country that will hit the 2% target this year is France. Yes, that France, as they put it. Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu made the announcement last week following a military budget passed last year that increased spending to 413 billion euros. Germany is also on track to increase military procurement by 100 billion in coming years. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, his political allies, and his main conservative opponents all have a sequestered defense from cuts as they fight over plugging the fiscal holes caused by escalating green subsidies and social spending. Look, it's the fact is that when you have countries spending more on defense, it doesn't make more likely. It makes it much less likely. This is a speech marking the second anniversary of the war in Ukraine from the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg of Norway. Listen, clip 22.
We are deepening our political ties through the NATO-Ukraine Council, where we consult and make decisions together. Ukraine will join NATO. It is not a question of if, but of when. As we prepare you for that day, NATO will continue to stand with Ukraine for your security and for ours.
Okay, that was, of course, a huge issue involving involving Vladimir Putin. Donald just slipped in there. Putin's entire brief against Ukraine had to do with his fear that they would enter NATO. And why is that? It's because NATO is such a formidable alliance, economically, ideologically, and now in terms of weapons and defense spending. The difficult thing is you hear about some of the U.S. senators who were there visiting Ukraine in a show of support and who talked to people in the front who said their biggest problem is not having enough ammunition. God willing, Congress will do something, and yes, the ammunition will be on its way. What's happening there, we'll get to it.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Michael Medved Show, and with the progress being made by NATO, not just in terms of the admission of Finland and now of Sweden, which as of today is now an accepted NATO member because of the vote of the Hungarian parliament. It's all good. But also good is the very dynamic foreign minister of Poland, who has been doing a great job with American media, but also did a great job in the Security Council of the United Nations. And he gave that Security Council a much needed history lesson about Russia and its role in Europe. This is clip 14.
I am amazed at the tone and the content of the presentation by the Russian ambassador. And I thought I could be useful by correcting the record. Ambassador Nebendia has called Kiev the clients of the West. Actually, Kiev is fighting to be independent of anybody. He calls them a criminal Kiev regime. In fact, Ukraine has a democratically elected government. He calls them Nazis. Well, the president is Jewish, the defense minister is Muslim, and they have no political prisoners. He said that Ukraine was wallowing in corruption. Well, Alexei Navalny documented how honest and full of probity his own country is. He blamed the war on U.S. neocolonialism. In fact, it is Russia that tried to exterminate Ukraine in the 19th century, again under the Bolsheviks, and it's the third attempt.
Okay, this is so very effective. And of course, the great thing is the Russian ambassador to the UN is sitting there with the stone-faced reaction. And the Polish foreign minister continued.
He said that we are prisoners of Russophobia. Phobia means irrational fear. Yet, we are being threatened almost every day by the former president of Russia and by Putin propagandists with nuclear annihilation. I put to you that it's not irrational. When Russia threatens us, we trust it. He said that we are denying Russia's security interests. Not true. We've only started rearming ourselves when Russia started invading her neighbors. He even said that Poland attacked Russia during World War II. What is he talking about? It's the Soviet Union that attacked Poland together with Nazi Germany on the 17th of September 1939. They even held a joint victory parade on the 22nd of September. He says that Russia has always only beaten back aggression. What were Russian troops doing at the gates of Warsaw in August 1920? They were on a topographical excursion?
Again, the idea that Poland attacked Russia in World War II, no country in the world suffered more depredation and mass killing than Poland during World War II. And yes, particularly that was true for the Polish community, which was virtually wiped out. It was a community of 3 million people. Half of the 6 million who died in the Holocaust were Polish. But it was also there were 3 million Polish Catholics who were killed in the war. If you actually tour the Yad Vashem, which is the Israeli Holocaust Museum and a beautiful forested mountaintop near Jerusalem, and my father is buried not far from there, and we're coming up to the anniversary of his passing. But at the Yad Vashem Museum, they have a walkway which honors Gentiles, non-Jews, who risked their lives and in many, many cases gave their lives to protect Jewish people. Many of them were Polish Catholic priests. I actually met one of them, Archbishop Majdanski, may his memory be a blessing, who, as a young, literally teenage priest, he was 19, had been sent to Auschwitz because of his efforts in rescuing Jewish people. In any event, this is to see here we are in 2024, and the attempts to manipulate Russian history and to indict the Polish who have suffered so profoundly, it's astonishing. But meanwhile, speaking of astonishing, there's CPAC. At CPAC, it was considered partially audition time for vice presidential candidates. Carrie Lake, the former TV newscaster who lost the governor's race in Arizona this last time, addressed CPAC this way concerning how we need something other than a beta man in the presidency. This is clip three.
I like the bull in a china shop ideology. I like a strong man. We got way too many weaklings out there. Let me hear from the ladies out there. We're tired of the beta men. We want some alpha men. And we got a number one alpha man in Donald J. Trump. I think we've got some pretty strong men in this room as well. And that's what is going to get us through this difficult time. You know, I don't really care if he pissed off the fake news. I really don't. Those mean tweets brought us world peace. They really did.
Okay, mean tweets are the biggest characteristic of a strong man. And then, of course, there was Lou Dobbs adding his belief that the President of the United States is illegitimate. How is he illegitimate? Well, Lou Dobbs...
The idea that this is a free country, that this president in some way has any right to that office, and I should have warned you, I'm going to be plain spoken today. There is no question about the legitimacy of this president, President Joe Biden. He is an illegitimate president.
Yay.
And one of the worst results we have ever seen from any election, irrespective of crooked, rigged, or fair and free.
Uh-huh. And then we had, following up, what we just heard from Lou Dobbs was Steve Bannon, a former pardoned a recently pardoned aide to President Trump, campaign director. He helped lead a chant. This is clip 9.
They stole the 2020 election. Media, I want you to suck on this. I want the White House to suck on this. You lost in 2020. Donald Trump is the legitimate president of the United States. Trump won! Trump won! Trump won! Trump won! Trump won! Trump won! You know how we know categorically that Trump won now? Because the New York Times and MSNBC and the Washington Post understand we're about to out them. Right? We're going to adjudicate this after victory. If Biden actually won, he would be a revered hero to them. If Kamala Harris had really been the wingman, she'd be a revered hero. The New York Times is throwing Biden under the bus every day and backing him up over him. That shows you they know he's an illegitimate regime head. He's a usurper in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Isn't it a little bit strange that you can't acknowledge that there might be legitimate reasons that the New York Times and others, including this show, could be critical of aspects of Joe Biden's leadership? Speaking of leadership, tomorrow we're going to be joined by John Yoo, a great scholar of law, professor at University of California at Berkeley, on the laws of war and the realities of Gaza. We will be dealing with that coming up. A report from the campaign trail from David Drucker. What next after South Carolina? And is this race over or just beginning in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.